All right, we'll begin anyway. So again, draw your ordinary awareness, that which is vividly clear, open and brilliant, into the empty centre of your heart and allow it to settle. This is what is meant by mind being turned upon itself, and within this experience there's nothing whatever to focus upon. Mind exists, it should be found within the body, but it isn't to be found, not in the heart, and not anywhere else for that matter. When thoughts run wild, look towards their source and remain there with gentle tranquility. There's no need to search for mind, simply relax and abide where you find yourself. Nor is there any need to investigate whether there is a place to abide. Simply abide within mind. It's perfectly all right simply to relax as if preparing to sleep. This is the mode of resting. Anything else is unnecessary. Just as the brilliance of sunlight increases when it refracts and reflects on turbulent waters, emotions and thoughts proliferate in an agitated mind. Attempting to stop thoughts simply will not work. However, when the waters are no longer agitated, but settled and calm, the reflection of the light rays will decrease. Just like that, allow the mind, which is the source, to settle calmly without mental agitation. Don't forget this experience, but rather use an uninterrupted flow of mindfulness and alertness to remain within the natural, empty, clear calmness of mind, focused and fresh. If there's an experience of blankness, relax into its natural calmness. If there's an experience of intense clarity, relax into its natural calmness. If there's an experience of mind going wild and giving rise to many thoughts, relax into its natural calmness. In the naked, direct experience of whatever there is in that moment, simply relax, no matter what arises. When these experiences of blankness, clarity, and thought arise, recognize them. But don't follow or chase after them. Simply rest within the space that is the recognition of their nature. Familiarity with this recognition will last longer and longer. Allow any analysis or coarse thinking to subside in its own place. On occasion, the mind may appear dull and devoid of all movement of thought. Clear this drowsiness and simply rest. At other times, the mind may seem as if full of movement, giving rise to all kinds of thoughts. At such times, since movements are none other than the mind, look into its nature and relax. Don't try to prolong the experience that follows movement, but stand your ground. Thought will naturally subside, and you'll come to see how agitation, calmness, or even strong feelings and emotions are all on the surface of mind. Relax into its depths. placing mind within your heart, or simply letting your mind be. These are essentially the same. The key point is to relax the mind. When mindful, the knots of thought will untie in and of themselves, just as a snake can loosen knots in its body without relying on another. Mind, when left to rest genuinely, frees itself. Let's just gently recall the motivation, why we came, why we practice. Looking for liberation from psychic existence and full enlightenment, but not just for ourselves alone, but for the benefit of all sentient beings. And to cultivate the altruism to dedicate whatever benefit we feel we've got out of the practice today to the awakening mind itself, bodhicitta, that it might arise in all those minds where it has not yet arisen, and where it has arisen, not decline, but increase further and further.